Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Let's say good morning to Ashlyn.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are blessed. What's going on with you and your boyfriend Dalton, though?
So I've been dating Dalton for about a year, and he's had a really rough 6 months. He's kind of had a tough time financially. He lost his job. He doesn't have a car anymore. He uses this pay-as-you-go phone, and it's usually turned off. It's been pretty bad.
Yikes.
Yeah, but I'm a good girlfriend, and I'm sticking by him, trying to do what I can. I don't really make a ton of money, but I help however I can.
Well, that's very sweet of you, and I mean, I'm sorry he's going through that.
Yeah, but it gets bad because after a little while, I kind of came across something suspicious, and I think he may be cheating on me. And if he is, then his broke ass is going to be out of here. Well,
fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you find?
So obviously, because I'm trying to help him financially, I have to pay very close attention to my income. And I don't make a lot of money, but we do get by. So I was doing my monthly checking my bank account, and I noticed that my amount was a little bit lower than it should be. And I thought maybe there was like a stolen credit card kind of thing.
Right.
And I saw that there were some charges I didn't recognize for a rideshare company. I haven't used rideshare in a really long time. I mean, it's not like we're going out and drinking and stuff. So I go into my phone, I go into the app, and sure enough, three recent trips were taken, all to the same place, and it's an address that I don't recognize. And here's the kicker. They were all between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Booty call hours right there. That's booty call.
I know.
This is on your phone? Like your app?
Yeah, and it's super weird because I'm not using it.
That is really strange. And I'm guessing then that the only other person that has access to your phone like that is your boyfriend.
Correct. And I was just honestly talking to him and kind of venting about the charges on my account. And he suggested that I call the company for a refund, which I did. So the company tells me that they've actually confirmed with these drivers that the trips did indeed happen and that it was a man that was picked up from my house.
Oh,
what
no.
The? This is like the most disrespectful next level of cheating if this is what this guy is doing. He's using your app to go to his side chicks if that's what's going on.
That's what it seems like to me, and I don't want to make assumptions. But
dang.
He's the only one that has access to the phone, and he pretty much lives with me, so.
It's always the same address?
Same address three times. And why else would he be going at that hour? And why would he lie?
But at the same time, it could be anybody's house, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a girl's place. I mean, have you even confirmed that the address is a home?
Come on. What is he going to see? His grandma?
Like Carla said, did you find out where the address is?
Yeah, it's like probably 15, 20 minutes from me.
Okay. Ooh. But it's a residence. I'm thinking, you know, would obviously he wants money. Is he going to a casino? Is he trying to gamble his way back in?
No, it's a residence.
The only way that we're going to find out about anything is if we do the staycation setup. So, honey, that's what you're here for. We'll be calling up your boyfriend, Dalton, up next, offering him the free romantic weekend stay. And we'll give him the option to bring a guest of honor. When we get that name, we'll find out if he brings you or if he brings literally anybody else.
Okay.
Dalton, that's a broke cheater's name, too.
What?
Dalton. All right, listen, we're going to call Dalton up next to find out if he's cheating on his lady. It's that staycation setup up next with your Morning Mess. All right, ladies and germs, we are back with a staycation setup. We had spoke to Ashlyn. She painted the picture of her relationships not going too well. She's been going out with her man, Dalton, for quite a while now. Now, he's falling upon hard times. You know, he's trying to scrape by, doesn't really have much money. And Ashlyn, she is just getting by as well for the relationship for them. Well, Ashlyn found out there were some charges as she's watching all her pennies on her rideshare that someone's getting picked up at her house 2 a.m, getting dropped off at the same locations. Happened 3 times. And yes. Ashlyn, who's on the line right now, you know it's not you.
Yes, unless I'm insomniac and don't know about it.
And you protested these charges with the rideshare spot, and they told her, like, no, we confirmed with the drivers on 3 different occasions. A man had got picked up at your address and taken to the same address each time.
Correct.
So you're thinking it's your boyfriend, Dalton.
There's nobody else that has access to my phone, so it's got to be him if it's not me.
That is too much. And I know that you had originally talked to him about it. He's the one that suggested the refund. So it could go either way, but we're here to do the staycation setup. So we'll call him up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and see who he wants to bring for his guest of honor. Are you ready to find out once and for all what's going on in your relationship?
Yeah, I would like some closure here. So thank you.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Dalton?
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, Dalton. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We'll put you up in our penthouse suite. We're throwing in a honeymoon.
No. I'm not getting scammed. No.
This isn't a scam, sir. I don't want you to worry about that, actually. This is a free romantic weekend we're offering to select patrons. So we are a new establishment, and we wanted to build our presence online. We were hoping you could review your experience in return for the stay.
And then everything else is free of charge, too?
That is correct. Unless you decide to get room service, that will be an additional charge.
All right, I don't need room service. That's fine.
Okay. Well, if everything sounds good, sir, we can continue with the reservation. I've got your paperwork here. Now, my first question with this romantic weekend stay is we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. Now, I wanted to check in and see if you had a special message you'd like to leave for your guest when they enter.
Yeah, you could do... just a special treat for my special girl. That's fine.
Okay. Now, I've got that one written down, Dalton. My next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
Sure. You could do Jasmine Ma.
What? Who the f*** is Jasmine Ma?
So, Dalton, we got to let you know legally that you're live on the radio right now.
Jasmine.
Yeah, actually, you are. We're the morning mess. Your girl's on the line, by the way.
It has nothing to do with you.
Stop it.
Nothing.
Well, you called her your special girl? You want to take her to a hotel? Uh-uh. Fess up, Dalton. Is this who you use my money to go see, you piece of shit?
Oh. We've been having problems. There's no way you can deny the fact that you and I have been having problems, all right?
Problems? I'm supporting your ass.
Barely.
What?
Barely. You are dipping your dipstick in some and you're not appreciating the fact that I paid for everything? Oh my God.
She paid for you to cheat. What do you mean she's barely helping you out?
Look, I toe my line around our relationship. I fell on hard.
Stop it. Your broke ass does nothing around the house. You don't help me at all. I take care of you. I've been giving you everything. I've been doing everything for you for like a year. You're oh my God, I can't believe this.
What kind of money
right now.
What kind of money do you think what are you trying to make the radio people think you make a lot of money? You don't bring
no,
any
home.
It doesn't matter how much she makes. The point is that she's being nice enough to help you out because you're broke.
Thank you.
Has she been funding your condoms too?
You'll go to this length. You'll go to this
mouth.
Length.
Don't even say another word. Just hang up on him. Get rid of him. Dalton, don't call me. You're a piece of
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I'm so heated right now.
You don't bring food home. I bring
what
food
the
home.
Hell?
You can't cook. So I wouldn't expect you to bring food home.
Seriously.
So what, you expect me to bring home instead?
Facts. Dalton, you still there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
Oh. I'm so heated right now. Oh, my God, you guys.
Yeah, there's been some disrespectful staycation setups, but a person that will sneak in their partner's phone, order Uber to get a ride to their side chick's house, then take it back, that's low.
You don't even have to tell me. I'm shaking right now. I can't even believe this is real. Like, I had a feeling, but oh, my God, I'm so heated. I'm so heated. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to have a lot more money now.
You ain't kidding. Oh, my God.
Exactly. And in the words of Joey's mom, money talks and bullshit walks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
I'll find me a man that's got his own money and who's independent and who I don't need to take care of like a
There you go. That part. I like that part strongly. Well, you should start dating as an Uber driver, a Lyft driver. That's what you should do. You know what I mean?
Really?
Give you a lift and give you a lift.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes you got to risk it to get that Lyft biscuit.
Or maybe I'll go date the chick that he was messing around with.
You're going to go steal his side chick.
I love that. That's a better idea.
Oh my God.
You know where she lives.
I do.
Just request the same Lyft driver. Take it over, knock on the door.
This is too much.
I love it.
No. Yes. And I'll even invite the Lyft driver in and send a video.
Girl, okay. Let's get you some counseling services. It sounds like you need it, so I'm going to go ahead and grab those. Please don't give her any more ideas.
Ashlyn.
No. The Morning Mess.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.